Since the start of the war in Iraq, the outlook for U.S. airlines has gone from bad to worse. The Air Transport Association says traffic has fallen between 20% and 40%. The airlines have cut more than 10,000 jobs, and several carriers warn their days are numbered without a federal bailout. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Normally, the main terminal at San Francisco International Airport teems with travelers. Lately, it's eerie how few people are around. There are no lines at the ticket counters or security checkpoints. The shops and bars are nearly vacant. Dolph Placentia, who owns the Hangar restaurant, says his business is in a free fall.
The last couple of months is probably down around 40%. People aren't traveling, whether they're scared to or whether the economics of the situation just make it tough.
Placentia says he's laid off a few employees and cut back hours for others. Customer Chuck Hughes, who works for Ford Motor Company, is here meeting a flight from Detroit. A frequent business traveler, he says the drop-off in air travel isn't all bad.
The terminal is very, very empty. Parking was a breeze. There's nobody here, but they're not discounting their concessions yet.
Lately, it's hard to keep the airline's bankruptcy filings straight. United and Hawaiian Air are both reorganizing under bankruptcy protection, although there's speculation United may have to liquidate. The New York Stock Exchange announced it will suspend trading in United shares this week. U.S. Airways plans to emerge from bankruptcy, having scrapped its pilots' pension fund for a cheaper plan. But the nation's number one carrier, American Airlines, is poised to take U.S. Air's place. Continental, Delta, and Northwest are also in financial trouble. Glenn Engel, an analyst with Goldman Sachs, says the pressure has been mounting since 9/11.
The industry going into this downturn, this latest war, was already on its back, having lost close to $10 billion pre-tax in the last 2 years. And balance sheets are deteriorated, and there's just not much wiggle room left.
Airline executives have been on Capitol Hill lobbying for a federal rescue plan. First, they want the feds to assume about $4 billion a year in extra security costs mandated since 9/11. Jim Corridor, an analyst with Standard & Poor's, says that request makes sense.
That's something that's beyond their control, something that they didn't create through financial mismanagement or poor operational strategies.
Less likely are the airlines' demands for tax breaks, loan guarantees, or a direct cash bailout. Senate leaders might support modest relief, but the Bush administration seems prepared to let several major carriers fold before it agrees to step in. Analyst Glenn Engel says that's a risky strategy.
An orderly liquidation and restructuring of cost may be needed. Now, how do you step in to make sure there's not a disorderly liquidation where everybody falls apart?
For now, virtually every airline is pushing to cut its labor costs, demanding big concessions from pilots, flight attendants, and mechanics. Depending on the length of the Iraq war, more layoffs are looking inevitable. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.